Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Friday, the 25th of August. This week in Battle Drill Daily Devotionals, we've been considering the difficult and daring concept of forgiveness through the story of Joseph of Egypt. We turn for the last time to Genesis chapter 45 and verses 1 to 15. Today we're reading from the Good News translation. Joseph tells his brothers who he is. Joseph was no longer able to control his feelings in front of his servants, so he ordered them all to leave the room. No one else was with him when Joseph told his brothers who he was. He cried with such loud sobs that the Egyptians heard it, and the news was taken to the king's palace. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still alive?" But when his brothers heard this, they were so terrified that they could not answer. Then Joseph said to them, "Please come closer." They did, and he said, "I am your brother Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. Now, do not be upset or blame yourselves because you sold me here. It was really God who sent me ahead of you to save people's lives. This is only the second year of famine in the land. There will be 5 more years in which there will be neither ploughing nor reaping. God sent me ahead of you to rescue you in this amazing way and to make sure that you and your descendants survive. So it was not really you who sent me here, but God. He has made me the king's highest official. I am in charge of his whole country. I am ruler of all Egypt. Now, hurry back to my father and tell him that this is what his son Joseph says. God has made me ruler of all Egypt. Come to me without delay. You can live in the region of Goshen, where you can be near me, you, your children, your grandchildren, your sheep, your goats, your cattle, and everything else that you have. If you are in Goshen, I can take care of you. There will still be 5 years of famine, and I do not want you, your family, and your livestock to starve." Joseph continued, "Now, all of you, and you too, Benjamin, can see that I am really Joseph. Tell my father how powerful I am here in Egypt, and tell him about everything that you have seen. Then hurry and bring him here." He threw his arms around his brother Benjamin and began to cry. Benjamin also cried as he hugged him. Then, still weeping, he embraced each of his brothers and kissed them. After that, his brothers began to talk with him. Amen. If you spent any time around people, then some of them will have hurt you. The only way you can avoid getting hurt is to live the life of a hermit, and even then you'd probably hurt yourself. Many of us hold on to these hurts. Soon those hurts can turn into bitterness and resentment. Suddenly you can find no way of forgiving what you can't forget. It can wreck your whole life. It would have been no surprise if this had happened to Joseph of Egypt. His brothers had beaten him up, sold him to some passing slave traders, and then covered up their crime by telling his father that he had been killed by wild animals. It would have been quite natural if this had left Joseph feeling hatred towards his brothers. I am sure he never forgot what they had done to him. But in a marvellous example of forgiving what you can't forget, when 10 years or so later, Joseph comes face to face with his brothers, he chooses to forgive them. His forgiveness kept his bitterness and resentment at bay. You may have been hurt badly. You may have a hard time forgiving what you can't forget. You may think it's impossible. Maybe it is in your own strength. But just as God gave Joseph the power to forgive his brothers, he can give you that same power to let go of your bitterness and resentment. Ask God to help you replace your desire for revenge with his love, and soon you'll be forgiving what you can't forget. And as you do so, you will find God's love sets you free from your deep hurts. As you think through these challenging thoughts today, you might want to use this question to help you. When have you experienced the freedom that comes from forgiving what you can't forget? Thank you once again for joining me for Battle Drill Devotionals this week. I hope to see you again soon for some more, but in the meantime, may God richly bless you.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.